Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.
Such a joy talking about God's love over the last couple weeks. We've been talking about exploring the love of God. Somebody say that with me. Exploring the love of God. Such an incredible concept, and I'm so delighted to have our children's director up here with me today. Marielle Florio. She's one of our top leaders here. She's always amazing me. She has a background in administrating and running kids and youth programs, both inside and outside of the church. And she just loves to educate the next generation all about God's incredible love. And what's incredible is that God's love applies to us at every season of our life. You can never be too young, you can never be too old to explore this beautiful love of God. So we should all be on this exploration to find out more about God's love.
That's right. Good morning, family. How's everyone today? Woo. Good? Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua and Pastor Corinne, for this opportunity. I love this topic of love.
I know you do.
Exploring the love of God. The greatest gift that we can have in our lives is the love of God, and I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Amen. My prayer is that God would give us the power to understand more of his love than ever before. And that's exactly what Ephesians 3:18 says. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, how deep his love is. That's what we're talking about today, that God would give us the power to understand. You know, it's not really, you know, it's not something that we understand immediately. It's something that we grow in as I'm going on a journey with God. I'm going on a journey, having a little walk with Jesus. I'm exploring and finding out more about this incredible love. And so that's what Ephesians is talking about.
Amen. As you were saying that, the Lord just reminded me how Adam and Eve walked with the Lord in the dew of the day. He is restoring that through Jesus. He's restoring the walk that we once had in that connection. He's that bridge for us. So he wants us to be able to walk in the dew of the day with the Lord in conversation, in relationship, and making our decisions. So Jesus has come to restore that for you.
Amen. So powerful. And this love of God is so transformative. Romans 8:38 and 39 says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears about today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Isn't that great to know that nothing can separate you from God's love? That's just an immense concept, that God will never stop loving us. His love never fails. There's nothing that can separate us from God's love. There's no external force, there's no worry, there's no concern, there's no circumstance that can separate you from God's love. And oftentimes we're focused on all these external forces that we're concerned that might separate us from God's love, instead of focusing on the world that we can't control, how about we focus on the world that we can control? Yeah. Let me tell you what we can control. We can control the us beginning to grow in this incredible relationship, us continuing to grow in this relationship and learning more of His love. When I explore my relationship with God and His love for me, I grow in my relationship. There's some things that we have great control of. There's other things that we have little to no control over. There are things in my life, in my circle that I can control, my decisions, the things that I eat, the way I exercise, the way I treat people, the way I schedule my day. I can control these things. But some things I have absolutely no control over. Other people's decisions, other people's perspectives, circumstances. There's countless things that we don't have any control over. But if I focus on God's love, this is what's amazing. Some of the things that I can't really even control, I can be an impact on. If God's love is so overflowing in me, it becomes impactful in other people's lives. So when I lean into His love and I grow in His love, it not only changes me, it changes others.
Amen. That's such a good word. That is so true. When we allow ourselves to be consumed by His love and allow the Lord to immerse us in Him and more of His heart, we begin to see Him unlocking things in our lives, understanding, like Pastor Joshua is saying, having a different perspective, having a vision for your life, hearing things differently, smelling things even differently, memories come back of your child. Things like that, where the Lord will restore you in His love. As you allow Him to take you deeper in Him, He'll restore you. As a young woman, I needed that. I needed that love. If I didn't allow myself to be just taken in and I surrendered to Him, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I know the Lord is going to continue that process in me because that's what it says in His word. Yeah. So as you allow yourself to be consumed by His love, as you surrender, you'll see the change in yourself. And like you said, you'll be an influence. You'll see how it radiates off of you. I know I'm using all these descriptive words, but that's what He wants us to be, an extension of who He is, an extension of His love, a representation of His love here on earth to show others.
Amen. You know, I think with all that we see on TV and all that we see in the news and all that we see in politics, I think a lot of times we can get wrapped up in worries and concerns. But I love this, what Romans 8:38 says. It says, nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, angels or demons, nor fears about today or worries about tomorrow. There's no worry, there's no fear that can separate you from God's love.
Yeah.
And that's so reassuring.
Absolutely.
To know that even though there are many things that you could get worried about, there are many things that you could be fearful over, there's this powerful concept, this powerful testimony that no fear, no worry can actually separate you from God's love. But the thing is, the more that you grow in God's love, it actually will separate you from those fears and worries.
Yes. Yes.
But come to think about it, since the worries and the fears can never separate me from God's love, you know, why do we spend so much time actually on these worries and these fears? If worries and fears can't separate me from God's love, why focus any time on them at all? The answer is, we shouldn't. The Bible tells us, you know, in 1 Peter 5:7, give all. Somebody say all.
All.
Turn to somebody and say all.
All.
All. It says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. He cares about you. God loves you so much, He wants you to give Him all your fears.
Yeah.
Give Him all your worries. God wants to make an exchange with you today.
Yes.
We've been guilty of singing "Trading My Sorrows" too many times at this church. But this is one of these beautiful exchanges that God makes with us. We come to Him. We give Him our worries and our fears. He gives us His overflowing, overwhelming love. God wants us to lay down all of our worries and fears because he loves us. Amen. Amen. Just look at somebody, just remind them. God loves you.
God loves you.
When we explore the love of God, we are exploring the possibility and the ability to lay down our worries and fears. And the more time I spend in God's love, the more I find myself casting off my fears and worries and leaving them right there in God's presence. I don't know about you, but when I come into God's presence, I don't want to leave the same way I came in.
Come on.
I don't want to leave with the same fears, the same worries, the same anxiety, the same pain that I came in with. I want to leave those things here. I want to walk out the door with God's love,
yes,
with God's
yes,
wisdom, with God's
yes,
power, with God's
yes,
joy, with God's yes, peace.
Yes.
1 John 4:18 takes it a step further when it says, such love has no fear,
yep,
because perfect love expels all fear. I love that. The more of his love getting inside of me, it begins to repulse
yeah,
any fears, any worries, any anxiety in my life. So his perfect love expels the fear in my life. That means the more of God's love I get in me, the more fear has to leave me.
That's right.
Can I say it again?
Come on.
The more that I get God's love in me, the more fear has to leave me. So when I'm growing in God's love and perfecting that love, the fear and the worry is being expelled. And here's the incredible benefit. Even if you haven't perfected God's love, none of us have perfected God's love in ourselves yet. We're working towards the perfection. We're working towards the perfect image of Christ Jesus. But as we're working towards that perfected state of love, guess what? You're getting less and less fear in your life.
Come on.
More and more fear is being expelled from yeah, your life, expelled from your thought process, expelled from your world as we grow in God's love. So while I'm growing, fear is diminishing. The more I grow, the less I fear. The more I grow, the less I fear, because perfect love expels
yeah,
all fear.
This is so crucial and important as you're growing on your journey, as you're growing, as you're learning, as you're exploring the love of God, to remember to be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
Be patient.
It's a process.
It's a process. It's a beautiful love story that you are engaging with the Lord. And he says, come to me, right? In the word, it says, come to me, those who are heavy, right? Like Pastor Joshua is explaining, come and leave whatever you have, whatever baggage you walked in, whatever words that were spoken over your life, whatever rejection you felt, whatever past habits you have, come and leave them at my feet. He wants to be transparent with you. He wants you to be open with him, just like how we think we want something to be real, right? He wants us to be real with him. And as you allow that relationship to develop in your life, you'll see the change. You'll see how he works on your heart. And you'll see how your thoughts are not the same. You'll see how the fear cannot come. It may try. Let's be honest. Things happen. Ideas come in our mind, concepts. We see things. We see what's going on. But because you're so saturated in his love, it has to go. It must go in Jesus' name. As you surround and as you just jump in and dive in with him, you'll see how your mind is transformed. And you'll see how people, oh, she doesn't talk the same anymore. She doesn't get upset at the same things anymore. Because we know sometimes, can I be real, Pastor Joshua? Okay. Our family, right? We some of our family members know what buttons to push, right? And they're like, oh, she's not reacting to that anymore. Something changed. Something is different. What is she doing? So not only are you reflecting, that's right, not only are you reflecting, not only you're showing them Jesus, and you're reflecting the love of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now they see the transformation
Amen.
In you.
Yeah.
Romans 8:38 also says that Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love.
Come on.
How reassuring is that? That nothing the devil can throw at you, nothing that your enemy can manufacture can separate you from God's love. It doesn't matter what the devil throws at you. He can't separate you from God's love. I can rest assured knowing no matter what the devil can concoct, it cannot separate me from God's love. He's not smart enough. He's not powerful enough. He's not capable enough. Whatever it is, he just cannot beat God's love.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what he comes with. God's love is undefeated. His love never fails. Every time the devil goes toe-to-toe with God's love,
come on.
He loses.
That's right.
Not once, not twice, not most of the time.
Every time.
He always loses because God's love never fails.
Yeah.
It never fails. All the powers of hell just cannot seem to separate us from God's incredible love.
That's so good. Living and walking and thinking and moving in the idea and knowing that you have the victory. Victory is yours. When you invite Christ Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Once again, I know this is so fundamental, but this is something that we need to remember on a daily, minute to minute, hour to hour, that we have the victory. We have the victory in Christ Jesus that died on that cross for us, who shed his blood for us. We are whole and well. We are delivered in him. All the gifts that come in knowing who he is and surrounding yourself in his, it is yours. It belongs. There's someone in here that needs to hear that right now. It is yours. The victory is yours. The victory in your workplace is yours. The victory in your family is yours. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Declare it over your life.
Yeah.
Declare it over your children. Declare it when you walk into the atmosphere must change because I have the victory. Jesus that lives within me, I have the victory. I am surrounded by his love. Fear must go in Jesus' name.
Amen. So good. So good. And we see Romans 8, 39 says, no power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yeah.
In all the world, in the whole planet, there's nothing that can separate you. Nothing in nature can separate you from the love of God. Nothing that has been created or will be futuristically created can separate you from the love of God. That's so impressive, so extensive, so powerful. That's so huge that nothing on this planet, nothing ever created, can separate us from God's incredible love.
Amen. No past regrets, right? Like I was saying earlier, no habits. The Lord was telling me during between services, the cycles that we create or allow to be created in our lives, those are broken. Just like how the song was saying, he is a chain breaker. It is broken. No, oh, but my mom did this, my dad, it's in my family, it is hereditary. No, it is broken. It is broken. No scheme of the enemy, no strategy of the enemy to keep you bogged down, it is not welcome. Goodbye. That's it. That's it. When you know that you know that you know that, like Apostle Swilly says, you know that you know that you know who you belong to, whose you are, and the love that lives within you, bye. Nothing else. Nothing else. It has to go. It has to be expelled in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. There's so much the enemy tries to do and so many things that the enemy does do. But just like the prodigal son, whenever we make the decision to return to God's love, it's always there. It's always there. And when we make that conscious effort to return to his love, nothing can separate us from that incredible love, that incredible position that God is in with his hands extended wide to say, I love you. I want, I want you. I want you back. You know, there's nothing that can separate us from that. Ephesians 3:17 tells us how to get stronger in his love. It says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. How am I going to be strong? Well, first off, I have to have Christ in my life.
Yeah.
I need Christ in my heart. And then on top of that, I need to trust him.
Yeah.
And that's the problem a lot of times with some people that are even believers. They accept Christ into their life, but then they don't trust him.
Come on.
You know, when I accept Christ into my life, I'm standing in the doorway. Yeah. All right. I'm in. But there's so much more to the house than just standing in the threshold of the door.
Come on.
There's so much more to what God has for us than just salvation. Okay, great, you're saved, you're going to heaven, but there's more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God's saying, come in the house.
Come on.
You know, experience the hospitality and the love of God.
Come on.
Explore the house.
Yeah.
Explore what I have. What the Bible says, in my house I have many, many mansions. Got a lot of rooms here. I've got a lot of places for you to explore this incredible love. So first, if we want to grow, we have to, of course we understand, we have to let Christ be at home in our hearts.
Yeah.
But then we need to trust him. And when we trust him, this incredible thing happens. We begin to develop a root system that goes down into his love. You know how a tree gets nourished by the earth and by the rainwater, right? Well, and by the sun, right? Think about that. When we trust in God, our root system is going down and being nourished by the love of God.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Getting our nourishment and getting God's love now is coming up through us. Now our spiritual walk, now our spirit man has been infused with this incredible love of God. What power, what possibility happens when we get infused with God's love? So I invite Christ into my heart. I begin to trust him. Now I begin to have a root system that goes down into his love, and it keeps me strong. Now I'm growing stronger because I have a root system in his love. And it's important that we don't just invite Christ, but we also trust him. The key is, the more we trust, the more our roots grow down and we become stronger in his love. If I want to grow in God's love, if I want to explore God's love, I'm going to have to trust him. If he says he's a healer, I'm going to have to trust him. If he says he wants to bless me, I'm going to have to trust him. If he says he's got a miracle for me, I'm going to have to trust him. If he says it's going to be okay, I'm going to have to trust him. God's love in me, God's love grows in me the more I put my trust in him. I hope that you get this. Bill Johnson, Pastor Bill Johnson, says it really well when he says, strong faith is built on the shoulders of quiet trust.
So good, so good.
In essence, the Apostle Paul is telling us that love grows in us the more we put our trust in him. We can't have a growing relationship of love without having trust. Trust deepens and broadens and enriches our relationship with God. Every time I trust him, my roots go down a little bit further into his love. And I'm bringing something back up into myself from his love. I'm drawing from this well of God's love. Every time I say, God, I trust you. Jesus, I trust you. I may not understand everything that's going on in our world. I may not understand everything that's going on around me, but God, I trust you. Jesus, I'm going to follow you. And Jesus, I'm going to trust you. My roots are going down even a little bit further into his love. And I'm growing. And guess what my growth looks like? It looks like love. The fruit of my life now is love. Because of where my roots are. My roots were in something else, my fruit would be something else. But my roots are going down in God's love. And so my fruit is the love of God. The fruit of love. Will you bow your head and just let us pray together today? Marielle, will you start us off?
Father, we thank you for your sweet presence. I thank you, Father, that you welcome us into your loving arms unconditionally. I thank you, Father, for all those that can hear this prayer. I thank you that you are doing a good work in them. We thank you, Father, for what you have started in your children that are in this room, Father God. I thank you for the destinies, the purpose, the callings that you have spoken over your children. Father, as we go deeper into you, show us, teach us, heal us, renew us. We thank you, Father, for your goodness that calls us deeper into you. I thank you, Father, for the heart of your people, that you're bringing us together as one, with one mind, one heart, and one accord for your perfect kingdom to be here on earth. We thank you, Father, for the process and the journey that you're taking us each on. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide as we grow and as we learn. We thank you as we step out these doors today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we are your children and we are covered in the blood. We thank you, Father, as we continue praying in your heavenly name.
God, we just pray that your love would grow in us in this season, and that God, even as the world is frustrated and there's infighting and there's people that are at odds with each other, God, that we can show and demonstrate your love. That your love can overflow off of our life and have an impact on others. God, that we could understand that our world is primed to hear and to see God's love put on display. So God, display your love through us. Let us be your hands and feet. Let us be your demonstration of love. God, I thank you, Lord, that maybe there's some people here today that say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I'm somehow disconnected or unplugged in my walk and in my relationship, and I need to reconnect with him. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I need to connect with him. I'm not sure if I ever was connected, but I want to walk out of this place today knowing that I'm connected. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray for you today. Amen. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I want to pray for you today. I want you to repeat this prayer with me, and everybody, you can pray this with us. Say, Jesus, thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for the act of love of dying on the cross.
Thank you for the act of love of dying on the cross.
Thank you for wiping my sins away.
Thank you for wiping my sins away.
And giving me a fresh start today. Jesus, I want to follow you.
I
want to pattern my life after you.
Teach me how to do that.
Teach me how to walk in your love. I want you to be connected to me.
I need you.
I receive you into my life today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give God the praise. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.